Thanks for your presence today. You will not regret coming here today. Hallelujah. You are all welcome in the name of Jesus. My name is Trevor. I'm based in Italy. I'm a pastor. I have a ministry that stretches out to different parts of the world. Praise God. And I preach basically the mystery of Christ. If you have the ability to listen to what we preach, you can awaken into a new man. You can begin to experience a new life. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We welcome our sister Evelyn. God bless you. Hallelujah. Apparently, I will still have something to tell you later. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, we've had already 2 days. And basically, I'm preaching about the body of Christ. Praise God. The body of Christ. And I advise that as I go into this study, you open your ears to listen. Praise God. You need to be still to really get what I'm saying. You see, it's not the normal traditional clap, clap, cry, cry, and you know, and you go back to your old problems. Hallelujah. You can listen to something today that will turn your life around. Hallelujah. There are certain keys that the Lord is giving to us this very hour. And these keys are capable of liberating us in every aspect of our lives. Praise God. True liberation, where you can experience true liberty in the spirit. Hallelujah. You can experience the liberty, the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Because there's a liberty that the Son of God enjoys that the ordinary man can never enjoy. Hallelujah. Praise God. The kingdom of God is in joy and power in the Holy Ghost. It's not just in meat, in drink, and in talk, but rather it's in demonstration of the endless life of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So basically, I've been speaking about a body. One body, praise God. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, you just jot this down because I'm not going to read it anymore. But I spoke of one body that is known of God. You see, God does not know 2 bodies. God does not know 3 bodies. Praise God. God does not know tribes, nations, tongues. God knows only one body. That's why Paul says there is one body, one spirit. Praise God. One Lord. Praise God. Are you listening? One Father. One God. Hallelujah. Just one. Praise God. Now, where we have missed it as men is that we deviated from this principle. Of course, it's not your fault. God is not here to condemn anybody, but rather is here to gather every man back into this body. In the book of Ephesians, he says that he has made known to us his good will. And what is his good will? To gather us back where? Into this one body. This one body is the Spirit. This Spirit is the Lord. Praise God. Have you heard Jesus Christ saying, I and the Father are one?
Yes.
Jesus was saying, I and God are one. He was saying that if you have seen me, you have seen God. You know Thomas? Remember Thomas? Thomas asked Jesus, Jesus, show us the Father. You know what Jesus Christ told Thomas? But Thomas, I've been with you all these years, and you still don't know me? But don't you know that the Father is in me and I am the Father? Then a few verses later, Jesus Christ says, the works that I do, you will do also. Now, what is this work that you are going to do as Christians? You know the work you are going to do as Christians? You are going to reveal this mystery of oneness to creation.
Yes.
Praise God. Because the way Jesus is the way you are. From God's perspective. It doesn't matter how you think about yourself. It doesn't matter how people think about you. God sees only truth. It don't matter how many times you have fallen, no matter how many times you have made mistake, God sees only what? Truth. Praise God. And God wants every man to begin to recognize this mystery of oneness. The Bible says that in this one body, which we call the body of Christ, the fullness of God dwells in it. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have God, can anything be against you? If you have God in reality, consciously, do you need to stack away millions of shillings in your account? You don't need all that. God becomes your money. God becomes your bank account. God becomes your everything. That was the power that Jesus Christ was demonstrating when they came to harass him for tax. He told them, go to the sea, the first fish you pick, open his mouth and take the money inside there and pay the person. You see, he was trying to tell them that because he was walking in the reality of this oneness with the Father, all things were possible. Praise God. That was what clothed Jesus, fed Jesus, and took care of Jesus. It was the power of God. Praise God. And God wants us to awaken to this reality. This is why the gospel is here. The gospel didn't come to make you religious. See, God doesn't have to pray this way or do all those things. God didn't come to make us religious. He came to reveal to us our origin in that one body.
Amen.
Which is the body of God. It is one body, many members. Where are the members? Look at the members. Praise God. In the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says that God said, let us do what? Let us create man in our image and in our what?
Likeness.
And let that man have dominion over everything. Did God create a sinner? Did God create a sick person? Did God create a weak person? Did God create two men? God created one man. And do you know that one man? Look at that one man here. Are you listening? Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at that one man here. In the book of John chapter 14, Jesus Christ was speaking about the end of the faith. He said that what? Now be attentive. Don't worry about these people. Look, listen to this thing I'm saying, because I want to drop some things. Like, you have to pick it. Eh? I'm telling you. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
John chapter 14, Jesus Christ said something. It says, in that day, you will know that you are in me and I in you and I am in God. See, you see the sacred oneness that Jesus Christ came to reveal? He came to reveal your oneness with the Father. In that day you will know. Now this is the knowledge that was robbed from man in the beginning. Praise God. Because if you were in that man that God created in Genesis chapter 1, when God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, meaning that the man that God created is like God. He's the full expression of God. Hallelujah. But we see in Genesis chapter 2, something happened. What happened? This man was influenced by the serpent. Of course, we know that this is a parable. Because you will not go anywhere in the Middle East and see a garden and a naked man and a naked woman running around in, you know, and eating fruits in the garden. These are parables. God is trying to demonstrate to us what happened, how man lost that power. Praise God. The Bible says that in the day, this is the word to Adam, in the day you eat of that fruit, you shall what?
Die.
You shall die. And it's not talking about putting somebody in the grave. Eh? We're talking of spiritual death here. From the moment Adam started to run away from God, you know the Bible says he ate the fruit and he became naked. He felt himself naked and started to hide away from God. Hide away from God. From that moment he was what? He was dead. Okay. The spiritual death. Because if he's alive, he will realize that he's one, indivisible, with God in love. From that moment, Adam forgot that God was his father. If you look at the Bible, it's written that in the genealogy that the father of Adam was God. You read your Bible properly. It's good to spend time to read your Bible. It's written that the father of Adam was God. But from the moment Adam took that fruit, he forgot all that. And he started to look at God as some kind of external, you know, enemy who is out to get him. Don't you at times feel like God is out to get you? You know that feeling that God is coming to get you? You know, our religion is founded on this God is coming to get you kind of thing, you know? He's after you, man. He's waiting for you. When you die, you know, we're going to meet after when you die, you know? That is what religion, you know, thinks. He thinks that there's one man waiting for you somewhere, you know what I mean? And he will put you, grab you, and when the time comes, say, yes, I told you, I warned you. You didn't hear. And he will take you and put you inside one fire. And he'll be there watching you forever and ever born. And he'll say, I told you. Do you know where that kind of knowledge comes from? It's from the knowledge of good and evil. It's the lie. Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. There are two men. According to this, when we talk of two men, there's one that's actually a false imagination of man's, how do I put it? Something that is created in the imagination of man, which is the terrestrial man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, sorry. Hallelujah. You know, I'm new in this part of the world. Amen. So at times when I speak, you have to learn how to speak like the Kenyans. Kenyans are very gentle people. Amen? They're very gentle and they take their time when they speak, you know. But we go fast, you know. Praise God. So I'll try and retrace my steps so that everybody picks the most important things that we understand or we're able to grab what I'm saying. Okay? So am I going okay now? Let me go in slow motion. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So now, in the book of, can somebody read 1 Corinthians chapter 15? I'm going to show you something that the Lord wants to do today. Because bear in mind that when Adam transgressed, Adam, like I told you, Adam is a parable of you and I. That same thing that happened to Adam has happened to us, spiritually speaking. And when Adam died, spiritually speaking, the Bible says that we all died. Do you know that? Mm-hmm. You want to see this?
In him.
Do you know all men died in Adam?
Yeah.
Do you know every man you see today, whether it's a president this or president that, they're all dead. Do you know that? Whether you have all the money in the world or whether you have all the success in the world, if you do not know the mystery of Christ in you, you are dead.
Okay.
You know that? Mm-hmm. And all your works is just in vain. Let me just show you that. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. I'm going to read it. For as in Adam, are you all there?
Yeah.
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be what?
Made
alive. Everyone according to his own order, Christ the first fruit, Afterwards, they that are Christ at his coming. Then come at the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is what?
Death.
Is death. The last enemy shall be what?
Death.
Is death. Now what is death? I told you death is a spiritual concept. It's not talking about going to the grave. Eh? Death is a spiritual concept. If you don't, when you are dead, do you see? When you are dead, can you talk? When you are dead, you are cut off from all reality. That is how we are when we walk in the Adamic consciousness, when we walk like Adam in the sin of Adam. For it is written that all die. Are you listening? All have died in what? In Adam. All. There's no one, no exception. My papa, my mama, my sister, my head of state, my this, all of what? They all died what? In Adam. All. But the good news, the tidings we receive today, is that all shall be made alive in what? In Christ. Now, you notice that there's only one man. In Christ. There's only one name under the heavens by which all men shall be saved. You know that name? It's the name of Christ. Thank God. But Christ is not what we used to think Christ is. Christ is not a man. Christ is not somebody with long hair, with blue eyes, with long white gown. You know, that's not what Christ is. That's not, he used that appearing, that body, so only for the purpose of delivering the gospel unto those who are in this world. Jesus Christ is not a man. He's not a physical being. Praise God. If we still look at Jesus as just one physical man, we have still not understood what this gospel is all about. Praise God. The Bible says that by him all things were created. Everything that you see in this world was what? Created by what? By Christ. By him. Everything he has been before all things. Hebrews says that by faith we know that the things that are seen came out of the things that are what? Invisible. The things that are not seen. Does God have a body? Does God have a physical body?
No.
Is God a physical person? Praise God. God is spirit. Praise God. Do you know that? God is spirit. That's why Jesus Christ says, though that we worship God, we worship him in what? In spirit and in truth. Praise God. And in the book of Corinthians, it is saying that the Lord is the spirit. We have to begin to recognize that the Lord's body is a spiritual body. The Lord's body is a celestial body. Where Adam missed it is that Adam became a terrestrial creature. Adam became a creature of the dust. You know the serpent? When you say a serpent, how does it move? It crawls on the what? What does the serpent crawl?
On the dust.
These are symbols. Symbols, spiritual symbols. There's no snake anywhere in Middle East or something. Eh? It's a spiritual symbol. It talks about the wisdom of this age. It speaks about carnality. Have you heard what it means that to be earthly minded is death? Have you heard what Paul wrote? To be earthly minded, to be dust minded. You know, in spiritual language, that which is earthly is dust. Praise God. Let us not be carried away with the glories of this world, because the things that you see are passing away, they are temporal. Isn't that what Paul says? He says that the things that you can see with your eyes are what?
Temporal.
Are temporal. Amen? But the things that cannot be seen are what? Eternal. Hallelujah. Today, we can begin to awake and walk in the reality of the way we are created. Because we are in the nature and the image of our God. Hallelujah. And as long as we walk as mere mortals, human beings, terrestrial creatures, we will always be alienated from the life of God. You know what it means to be alienated from the life of God? That is the suffering that the humanity is subject to. Separate from the life of God. Separate from the fullness of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Adam was in the garden, Adam was walking with the Father in oneness. You know that? That was the body of God you are looking at there. But in the transgression, Adam became a terrestrial creature of the dust. Hallelujah. Have you heard Jesus Christ say something? Jesus Christ says, I am from above, and you are from what? You are from... Do you read your Bible, guys? Or you people are so shocked? Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said what? I am from above, and you people are what? You are from beneath. What do you think he's talking about? He's trying to say, I'm a celestial man. I'm a spiritual man. And you are what? Earthly. Terrestrial. Praise God. But now through the gospel, we are beginning to get a clue of who we are. You see, you have to be born again of the incorruptible world. The incorruptible world is spirit. He says flesh and blood cannot what? Inherit what? The kingdom of God. Now the kingdom of God is not somewhere in the sky where you go back, go after you die and eat them. What do you call it? What do you call that white thing we eat? We enter the market already. What that white thing you eat, you know? Uganda.
Ugali.
The kingdom of God is not about ugali. You know, what name of that flat thing? Or chapati, eh? Amen. It's not ugali or chapali. Amen. Hallelujah. That's not what the kingdom of God is all about. Amen. Some people say they go to heaven and they have seven wives in heaven. That is heaven. That's not what the kingdom of God is all about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is realizing this oneness with this spiritual body, which is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in him is what? The fullness of joy. In his presence is what? The fullness of joy. Jesus Christ, they asked Jesus Christ in the days of his ministry, where is the kingdom of God? Do you know what Jesus Christ told them? He said the kingdom of God is where? It's within you. If you want to find the kingdom of God, you must first of all recognize the Christ in you first. Hallelujah. The Christ in you is the hope of your glory. The Christ in you is the hope of your happiness, your peace, your deliverance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that the last enemy to be defeated is death. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Jesus Christ says some of you standing here will not taste of what? Of death. Are you in that company? Praise God.
Amen.
Do you want to experience fulfillment of life or just die off like the multitude? My first encounter, celestial encounter with the Lord was in 1989. It was then the Lord opened my eyes and I had first hand experiences in God's paradise. It's a spiritual realm. It's a concept. It's real. See, you can experience a oneness with God. It is real. You see? But after I started, I was wondering that, God, why don't I always walk in that kind of way? Because when you walk in that way, it's very, you can't live as an ordinary person. You are very, how do I put this? It's different. It's another realm. It's not easy to explain these things, express it in words. See, but there is a oneness that you can experience with God. No more sin consciousness, but you can walk, and when you say, I, is the Lord speaking. Praise God. This is the new identity that we are called to bear. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, now let's read this thing first. Verse 49, 47. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 47. You have a Bible? But you want one? Okay.
1 Corinthians 15:47. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterwards the spiritual. 47. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven.
Let's stop here.
Amen.
Are you listening? Now let's just meditate on this word. He's speaking about two men here. Amen. He said the first man is of the earth. And the second man is what? What does he say? Can somebody else simply repeat it now? What does the second man is what? Is the Lord
from heaven.
Now, carry on. What version of the Bible is that? Oh, carry on.
48. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. 49. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man.
Amen. Amen. Let's stop there. Are you listening? Are you listening? He says that we have all borne the image of the earthly man. Amen? The earthly man of the dust. Are you listening? This is the carnal man. And this is the Adamic man. Because when Adam sinned, Adam became the man of the dust. Amen? That is why you hear, dust you are, dust return. It's an expression to show how man became subject to vanity. Praise God.
Amen.
Dust to earth, dust return is a state of continuous dying, sinking into abject vanity. Praise God. That's why you see men do the thing. That's why you see all the imperfection in men today. Why you see all the ungodliness in men today? Lack of love, lack of tolerance, hate, greed, gluttony, all these things because man sinks into the dust in his ignorance. It's a spiritual state of subjection unto vanity. Amen. But thank God. Hallelujah. When you bury someone in a grave, you know that body, you come there in a few years' time, probably you just be a few bones left. Amen. It shows how the earth sucks the whole the elements. It's a continuous destruction, and that is how men are. As they walk in England, because all men are dead. Spiritually speaking, all men are what? Dead. But thank God, because the Bible says that as we are born the image of the dust, the image of the earthly, which is Adam in his transgression, we shall also bear the image of what? The heavenly. And the heavenly is what? Is the Lord from heaven. Praise God for this.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means we all walk in one name, in one image, in one identity. Many members, one body. But do you know when this will happen? It's now, as you are hearing the trumpet. Do you know you are hearing the trumpet now? Or you want somebody to come now with wings, big wings, with a big trumpet in his hand, and stand over one tower in Nairobi, and blow the trumpet, then you begin to change. All those are carnal interpretations of the Bible, and they cannot give you life. Praise God. When Paul writes those letters, Paul was writing to people who are spiritual. He was writing to people who are exercise themselves to understand what? Spiritual things. Paul says that the things of God, the deep things of God, cannot be understood by the natural man. Are you listening? That's why you see big, big books up and down, people talking about somebody coming to blow a trumpet and all that. While Jesus was here on earth, he also blew the trumpet. Praise God. The trumpet is a message. It's alarm. And when you hear this trumpet, if you are sleeping, and somebody comes to blow loud trumpet in your ears, don't you wake up?
You must
wake up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's how the trumpet of God is.
Yeah.
It will awake you from your deep sleep of death. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
And when you awake, you begin to awake in the likeness, because you know in truth, in reality, the way it is, the way you are. You see, Jesus Christ did not come to change anything that God did not do in the beginning. You know that?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ only came as a messenger to testify of the truth. To be a witness, to bear witness of the truth. Now, when you bear witness of the truth, you're only simply revealing something that is original. Because all men have become liars. All men have deviated from the truth. But thank God we're hearing the message today. Jesus Christ said the hour comes when those who are sleeping in their graves will hear the voice of the Son of Man. And they shall what? They shall arise from the grave. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know what the graves are? This is the grave. This is your grave, your carnal mind. You are buried in this body, dead. Not knowing that you are the children of God. Not knowing that you are perfect as Christ is perfect. Hallelujah. And as you hear this trumpet, it says that be not conformed anymore to this world. But be thou what? Be you transformed what? With the renewing of your mind. That is what it means to repent.
Okay.
Repent. Repentance is all about changing your mode of thinking. You no longer think as a carnal, terrestrial creature of the dust, a lowly creature of the dust, but you do what? You now think as what? A son of what? Of God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what repentance is. You know the Catholics? In Italy, you know why I stay in Italy? It's the home of the Catholics. And you know the Catholics, they go every morning with a cross, and they go to their cross, you know, and they kneel down and they cry and say, "Forgive me." I told them, look, don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Amen?
Amen.
Because that is not the repentance that God is asking you to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The repentance that God wants of you is to change your mind. Change your way of walking. No more walk as a terrestrial, ignorant man, but walk once more as a what? As a son of God.
Hallelujah.
That you are. That is the will of God for you. Praise God. Awake thou that sleepest. You that sleep, awake to this reality. Praise God. And as you begin to do this thing by faith, you begin to experience miracles in your life.
Amen.
You begin to experience unlimited things, impossibilities. Things that were looked impossible begin to open up for you in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And you will discover the beauty of an endless life. It is present. If Jesus Christ walks in here today, let me tell you, it's not different from you and I. If he was different from you and I, described on the Pharisees, would not have killed him. The Bible says that they were not able to discern that he was the Son of God. If they had known that he was the Son of God, they would not have crucified him. But it was hidden from them. They thought it was an abomination for him to declare that I and God are one. See it? They thought it was an abomination. They thought it was honor to God to worship and kneel down and, you know, burn incense to God that is far away. They thought that they were honoring God to build big temples and to carry, you know, gifts and all that to the temple. and to kneel down and to, you know, bow down. That is what, and they are still doing this thing today in Israel. They thought that was honoring God, but they did not realize that honoring God is to walk in the reality that I am Son of God. Honoring God is to walk in truth. Honoring God is to walk in the original design. Praise God. That is what honoring God is all about. Are you listening? They said the true worshippers will worship God in the spirit and in the truth. What is truth? What is truth? Jesus Christ says, I am the truth. That is the creature of God. That is the one from the beginning. I am the truth. When you walk in your Christ identity, you are already honoring God. Are you listening? Praise God. And as you do these things, people will begin to testify. Hallelujah. We walked into places where nobody knew us. We went out there like, you know, quiet people, myself and my wife, quietly. And ask her, they come out and say that this is the Son of God. The same way they shouted when they saw Jesus, it has happened to me several times. Different places I've been to. Many times. Uncountable times. Praise God.
Amen.
It's not because I'm better than anybody. Nothing. All you just need to do is to know the truth and walk in the truth. Praise God. And when you begin to walk in the truth, you begin to know that we are one body. You know that? You know we are one body? If there is one body, one name, that means we are one.
Yeah.
You know that? There is no tribe, you know, we don't have this tribe here in God's kingdom and that tribe. Praise God. You don't have Kenyans, you don't have Nigerians, all that kind of stuff in God's kingdom. Those are concepts of men. That's why in the book of Revelation, it says the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of what? Of our God, of our Christ. He's guiding everybody back into that one body. They walk in that one name, in that one consciousness. Hallelujah!
Amen.
One identity in the name of the Lord. You know, Jesus Christ says, in my name they shall do great works. When you ask in my name, you will receive from the Father. And you know the mistake we make as men? When we pray, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All that is just religion. What is saying that you walk in that name? Awaken to the reality that that's your identity. Walk in Christ. It's no longer I, but what? But Christ. Have you heard that before? It's no longer I, Trevor. It's no longer I, Sue. Praise God. No longer I, Michael. But it's I, Christ, the Son of the living God. Are you getting the mystery now?
Yes.
Paul had gotten the revelation that he was not just an ordinary Paul, a scribe and a Pharisee, a religious teacher, but Paul had gotten the revelation that he was that man that God created in the beginning. Paul had gotten the revelation that he was in that one body. Remember when Paul went about killing the disciples? What did the voice tell him from heaven? Why are you persecuting me? But Paul said, but no, I'm persecuting other men, not you, God. I didn't touch you. I'm persecuting men. But God said, but don't you know that that's my body? Can't you see that God is in you all, through you all,
in you all?
This is the mystery of godliness we are preaching today. Praise God. When the veil begins to fall off your eyes, you begin to throw away all these tribal sentiments because they have this war, they don't have any meaning. You begin to realize that we are one. We are closer than close. We are one body. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. Let's take a 10 minutes break, then we'll round up. Or 5 minutes, sorry. Okay.